Many U.S. states are passing laws punishing businesses for exercising their freedom of speech by refusing state contracts with businesses that abide by the BDS platform. Although it just passed in Maryland and now Wisconsin, they are being challenged in courts. Even recently, the powerful Israeli lobby made disaster relief in Texas contingent on victims pledging not to support BDS. It doesn't matter that Wisconsin and Maryland are headed by Republican governors. Even if all such states passing these laws were Republican-controlled, the Democrats are far more likely to be in the claws of this lobby. Incidentally, the Maryland General Assembly is dominated by Democrats. The Democratic Party platform may give lip service to Palestinian self-determination, but it supports every action taken by Israel to prevent that from happening. Israeli control of our domestic and foreign policy is universally accepted by both political parties. Internationally, the U.S. recently dropped out of UNESCO along with Israel for their perceived bias against Israel. Our wars are fought for Israeli interests, not that of the U.S., and now our constitutionally protected rights are only permitted at the say-so of Israel. As expected, BDS is attacked in Israel. The irony is that only there do the people even know what it is. Only those active in it in the United States are even aware that there is an international effort to promote Palestinian self-determination. In Israel, there are peace groups and brave journalists and other outspoken activists. Young Israelis are refusing their obligatory military service. Here in the U.S., we don't have a clue what's going on and only know the one narrative. In the U.S., a politician who expresses either support for Palestine or condemns Israel is serving his or her last term. Any journalist who dares to even question what is happening in occupied Palestine is quickly removed from his post. Newspapers and news services stationed in Israel will not tell their readers that many of these journalists' children are active members of the IDF. Israel has a lock on discussion here, but we're seeing it fraying. That state after state is outlawing BDS only shows that BDS is growing and poses a serious threat to Israel's hegemonic power in the Middle East and in Washington.